You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone to Representative David Ajima of Granville. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Very good. The reason we wanted to get a hold of you is you're preparing some legislation right now. You're getting closer, dealing with the abuse of bridge cards in one targeted area of those among college students. Perhaps we'll start by telling our listeners what the bridge card is and what its intention is.
Well, the bridge card was originally intended for people that are basically poor and can't hardly feed themselves. And there's three things on the bridge card. There's food assistance, about $200 a month, there's cash assistance, and then there's disability. So there's three things on a bridge card that you can possibly have depending on how much money and income that you make.
And what is it you've been finding? I mean, this is legislation you're working on now, but you've been looking at this problem for a while now. And how did you discover there might be a problem with these bridge cards?
Well, first of all, for the general public, there's a problem way back when it used to be called food stamps, and now it's bridge cards, that people would go on the corner and sell them for 50 cents on the dollar, 75 cents on the dollar. And all you have to do now is take this card that looks like a credit card, give them your four-digit PIN, and they'll give you cash on the street, and you can get the cash and then buy whatever you want to, including, you know, booze, drugs, whatever it might be. That's on the general public. And the schools, I've been getting a lot of feedback. I've had people call me and tell me coaches have actually called up DHS offices and want to know how they can get their entire team on bridge cards. Even today I had a physical, and the doctor that was giving me the physical, his daughter goes to the University of Michigan. She came home and told her dad she wanted to get a bridge card. Her dad said, well, why? You don't need this. She said, well, all the kids are getting them. I want to get one, too. Her dad said, absolutely not. That's fraud because we don't need it. That's what's going on in the colleges. It's too easy to apply, and it's too easy to lie on that application, and they can get it over the Internet. So there's issues here we need to address, and I think the new DHS director, Corrigan, is going to deal with this as well as maybe some of the legislation that we're putting in.
You said it's too easy to apply and lie. So you're able to go on the Internet and just do this? And apparently you can, of course, just fill out any information, apparently, to get a hold of this.
That's true. And there's another part of this, too, I didn't bring up. We've even found prisoners that were in jail that were still getting bridge card, which means somebody else was using their bridge card when they were in jail. So we'd like to get a coordination between corrections officer, the corrections department, and the DHS bridge card office. So there's a whole bunch of areas, but the one that really gets people angry, and when this story hit in the last couple of days, because I brought it up at our last appropriations meeting, I think today I've gotten 147 emails, of which three were people angry at me for bringing it up. The rest were entirely in favor, and they gave me incident after incident where this is being abused. And the problem is parents don't want to turn their kids in because their kids would be in trouble for welfare fraud. I had one parent call me and tell me that she had two of her daughters went to CMU. Both of them came home with bridge cards. She said, "This something's wrong with the system. We're wealthy. I paid for all my kids' education, their food, their lodging. They don't need these bridge cards." And then I get rumors from other ones that are emailing me saying, yeah, they have their steak fries on Friday nights and they use their bridge cards to buy the T-bones. That was not what this was intended to be. So we've got to cinch down on that the bridge card abuse on the college students. It's going viral right now. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows how to get it.
So it's
so
looking
it has to be tightened.
It's looking for like a free lunch to them.
Absolutely, it's what it is. And then I did a little study here back in September of last year, and it took me a while to get the answer I wanted. I wanted to know how many college students in the state of Michigan were on bridge cards. And at that time, it was a little over 25,000, and that number is growing rapidly. And then one of the DHS workers told me that the intakes they had for a particular month in August, two-thirds of the intakes, in other words, new people going on bridge card, were all college students. So we got a problem here.
It's shocking. We have just about a minute left, but your new legislation is going to aim at changing what so we can try to stop the abuse.
Well, there's going to be several things. I think the new DHS director also has ideas because I talked to the investigator that investigates DHS, and I talked to him yesterday, and they've got a lot of ideas of their own. One I have is I want a picture on the bridge card, so they can't swap bridge cards, so I can't give you my bridge card and say, here's my PIN number. Here, I owe you $50. Just go spend $75 or $100 on my bridge card. We've got, we want to match, again, the recipients and their addresses, because we're finding that some of the kids are living in very plush apartments, 5-6 an apartment, and they're all on bridge cards. That's an issue. And basically, we have a list of about 5 or 6 different things we're going to put in, but we want to wait to see, too, what the new DHS director has in mind to kind of clear up this issue.
Well, very good. Representative David Ajima, I appreciate it very much. We're going to follow along on this and watch when the legislation is introduced. I think people are going to be stunned as they're hearing about this. So I appreciate your time this evening, sir.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Been speaking this evening with Representative David Ajima, Republican out of Granville, on abuse with bridge cards, working on some legislation. We'll be following that story. Back with more Fritz and Friends after this.